yo, yo, yo! Welcome to the Steelers by the Lake podcast. My name is James Strong, joined once again by my co-host Cody Tanner. Cody, how are you on this wonderful Sunday morning?
James, I am doing lovely. I'm tired. Oh, my Atlanta, it's been a day. It's been a week. It feels like we haven't recorded in how long, but it's been how long? It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a week.
We've had a show. Yeah, just crazy. Doing all right, though. James, how are you?
Good, man. Excited to get on with the day today. Super Bowl Sunday today, so.
Woot, woot.
Doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people this year. I'm hearing a lot of people not going to even watch the game this year.
See, and that's what sucks about it, is because I don't think I would watch the game if it wasn't for the commercials. But yeah. I want to see the commercials. And so I'm going to count as another viewer of the Super Bowl because I want to watch commercials.
I might watch a little bit of the first half, but I won't be staying up for the whole thing since I start my workday Monday mornings at 3:30 in the morning. So
that's fair.
Not worthwhile staying up.
I'll be starting at 4 tomorrow, so I'm shortly right there behind you. and I will be in Erie. You'll be going to Cleveland, correct?
Cleveland every Monday.
For you. Yep. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you guys listening or watching are more excited for the Super Bowl this year. We're just not for multiple reasons. I don't even want to get into it. Doesn't matter. We'll get there. There's a lot of things to talk about, though, James. There's a lot of things happening in the NFL. There's not a whole lot to talk about Steelers-wise, but some things Steelers-related, and we'll get into that. First thing, James, a division rival, one of their players, is a little upsetty spaghetti. Miles Garrett did demand a trade 2 days after the Browns, or the Browns say they won't trade him.
No, it was 2 days previous to his demand that the Browns said that they would not trade him. Yeah, which is my favorite thing about this whole story to begin with, is he kind of made it well known last year that if they ended up having to rebuild and tear things back down, he was not interested in being around for that part.
Yep.
Doesn't want to be part of the solution. He wants to be part of the problem. This is what we know about Myles Garrett already. If you watched any of Hard Knocks, you got the opportunity to see him in team meetings when the season was basically over for the Browns because of them only having like 3 wins on the entire year, talking in team meetings about chasing whatever motivates you. You know, if it's